What is going on, guys, and welcome to the Maker Made Podcast, the pod about woodworking, content creation, running a business, and whatever else we come up with. Hosted by myself, Tyler of Westfall Wood Co., and my best friend Brian from Dogwood Custom Builds. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Yo, 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 episode 11. What's up, my brother?
How we doing? How we doing? I'm excited to be here.
How you doing? What's up? How you been?
Great, dude.
You lose some weight?
I'm good. No, but I'm thinking about it.
Camera adds 10 pounds.
How are you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there. I'm surviving. I'm here.
Been a little bit of a rough week.
Yeah, school's rough. But I'm here, and I'm excited to be here, so it's all good.
Hell yeah. You got anything going on in the shop or what?
No, I'm finally finishing up that tattoo sign from a couple weeks ago. Actually, a couple months ago, I put it up in the window because I couldn't get someone to CNC carve the lettering. Finally got Hogan from Fogbank Woodworks. Getting all my letters mixed up, man. He carved it up, and I'm just doing the epoxy and the glue up right now. And it should be ready by the end of the week. That's the...
Have you posted a lot about this?
No, so it was the red sign that went up in the window that said tattoo facing the street. And then on the inside, they wanted a wooden portion carved with the name of the shop. So wholehearted. They wanted CNC carved. So I had no one that could do it locally. I figured it would be too expensive to have you do and ship here because it's like 48 inches long.
So it was carved into like a 48 inch long piece? Or are you talking about like cut out letters?
Yeah. So it's basically a piece of plywood, 48 inches long by 12 inches tall. And the letters for the shop are carved out.
I was going to say shipping letters would be easy breezy.
Yeah, so I mean, it's still only 48 by 12. Probably wouldn't be that expensive, but Hogan did me a pretty big solid there. I took care of that. And when I made the sign before, I had a section in the back that was still, it was like open, ready to receive this carved part whenever I could get it done. So now, you know, I picked up the sign last week, gluing it up, sending it back. Easy day.
Nice.
And I go.
That's the one that you traded for your tattoo, right?
Yeah.
Did you like straight across the board with that? Like just straight even trade?
I came out on top on that deal.
Wow. Wow, dude.
That's
the
goal.
Your forearm, right?
With the dogwood branches.
That's fun. That's a fun little project. Yeah. Probably feels good to wrap that up, I suppose.
Yeah, it feels good like accounts payable and accounting. Like I owe this to them. So it's gonna feel good to get it done and clear that kind of debt. But in other news, I got one of those reusable epoxy molds in the mail, the HDPE.
Because
I'm going to be working with an epoxy company here shortly. Details to be confirmed later. but I got that. I poured some epoxy in there with some silver maple, and I'm excited to see how that turns out. It was much less stress than making an entire melamine mold every single time.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, that's about it. How about you? What you got going?
nothing really super crazy. I've been doing a lot of woodworking, which has been a lot of fun. I kind of went a long time without doing a bunch of it, but every day is pretty much a lot of milling, gluing, cutting, all that kind of fun stuff. But it's been a good time. I'm dealing with a little bit of a back injury right now. My back's been killing me. So hopefully that shapes up here soon. Let's get a little more flexible in there.
Work done. Got to pick your battles.
Yeah, well, I talked about it on the last show that I was ready to take a little bit of a, you know, take a couple days off or something. So for those listening, I took a back-to-back golfing day, and that was, it was a lot, not going to lie. It's a lot of fun, but my back cannot handle 2 full rounds of golf back-to-back like that. Yeah. Had a good time. But paying for it now. And my back already hurt going into that, which really sucks.
Yeah, just wait until you're 26.
Not so good. Dude, that's what I'm saying. I'm honestly scared.
You're too young for back problems.
Yeah, I'm scared for what I'm going to be like when I'm old, dude. But nothing super crazy going on in the shop. Kind of same old. I'm working on the same few projects. Hoping to have some cool stuff coming down the pipe here soon.
Down the pipeline? The pipeline?
Yeah, I mean... but my schedule is booked, man. Like I'm booked pretty, I think last time I checked I'm booked solid for about 12 weeks now. Ooh. So it's just really just getting done, getting things done, churning and burning, going on to the next thing and making people happy along the way, I suppose. And then obviously we got templates coming out all the time. So I'm shipping those pretty much every other day.
Ooh. Are mine in the mail?
I think I've already, those shipped last week, I think.
Okay.
A couple of 4 days ago, I think. So it should be there any day now.
I'm excited.
That was a big, annoying box to ship.
Whenever you ship me templates, it's a massive box.
Well, because you got the two biggest templates that I have in my store, which is the Big Kahuna and the Pizza Peel template. So those on their own are kind of tricky to ship. I've actually toyed with the idea of taking them down several times.
Just because of the pain.
But that, yeah, just it's such a hassle. But that Big Kahuna board is in my top three every month for sales. Yeah. So I can't do that. You know, that would just be stupid. Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm excited to get those to you. You're literally going to have half of my shop or half of my template shop in your shop. Better. So that's fun.
Whole wall of templates. But you ship every other day. That's right.
Pretty much. Yeah. I usually get, you know, a couple orders in. So I ship them all at once. Every once in a while, I'll get backed up a few days, but I'm shipping all orders within the week that they're ordered. So most of the time it's about 2 or 3 days is what I like to stick to.
It's a fast turnaround.
Yeah, I'm trying to, especially having the CNC here. I'm not having supply issues with acrylic anymore, which is very handy. That's one of the biggest problems. And then obviously I just throw it up on the CNC in the garage and cut them out and ship them out. Got a ton of packing supplies on hand.
I remember seeing that in January when I visited, just a whole box of, you know, packing supplies and all that stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had to sleep in my, basically, like, my office / storage room where it has all of my extra templates.
Like, right behind where you're sitting right now.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say that, but I know they can't see it listening. Yeah. But, so, dog, you got to see the dungeon.
Actually, that might be something I want to talk about on a later episode is running a business that ships a lot. Because when I ship, it is a pain because I don't do it often. and I just use the priority USPS boxes, but... I'd like to get some of your insight and maybe like an Etsy expert that, you know, ships a lot and see what they're kind of, you know, what they're doing.
For sure. Yeah. I've definitely reshaped the way I do things several times with shipping because it is a tricky beast, but I'm in a really good spot right now and I would absolutely love to talk about it some more. Actually, maybe we can talk about that next episode.
Yeah. Gosh, I have so many good ideas. I consistently surprise myself.
Okay, well, speaking of this episode and topics, what are we going to get into today?
Today, we're talking about tool purchases, some of our favorites and some of our maybe less than favorites. Just kind of a little bit about tools.
The jigsaw? Fuck that thing. Can we swear on this?
I try not to.
I don't think we ever have.
Said,
sorry,
I
Mom.
Last week.
Okay, now we're even.
Yeah, we're even. Let's get into it. Today, we're talking about tool purchases are some of our favorites and our least favorites based on how they benefit our shop and our productivity. But also we're going to kind of factor in price and talk about some of our favorite cheap tools and our least favorite cheap tools and vice versa.
General value.
Price per value. Yeah.
There you go.
And, but before that, we wanted to get in and before we get into that, excuse me, we're going to thank our sponsor, Bumbleshoots.
Are you a woodworker or maker that deals with cutting boards, charcuterie boards, butcher block countertops, or any other kitchen item or surface that requires a food-safe finish? Look no further than Bumbleshoots. Bumbleshoots makes professional-grade wood care products for all of your needs. It's affordable, it's high quality, and the beeswax they use is from local beekeepers here in the United States. That means their products aren't cut with cheap paraffin wax. Their products are petroleum-free with the exception of the woodworker's oil, which only contains some mineral oil just to thicken the consistency. Bumbleshoots is a veteran-owned and operated company. Eric, the founder, spent 12 years in the U.S. Army serving as a medevac helicopter pilot. He now flies as a VIP airline pilot as his full-time job while he runs Bumbleshoots. Bumbleshoots is an amazing family business. They're great people, great products, and their prices are really affordable. So go check them out on Instagram. We'll put all of their links in our show notes. And when you check out on their website, be sure to use the coupon code MAKERMADE for 10% off your order. That is MAKERMADE. Just like the name of the podcast, for 10% off. Maker Made.
Thanks so much, Bumbleshoots, for sponsoring today's episode. We really appreciate it. And now I would like to jump into that segment that we started recently, and we read a review from a listener. What do you think about that?
I think that'll do.
All right, let's see what we got here. So we have one from a fella that goes by the name of Oscar the Bear. He said, it's a 5-star rating, of course. Why would we read anything else? Why would we get anything
else? If we got a 1-star, we probably wouldn't read it on the podcast.
Absolutely not. It says, love it. The two guys do a great job keeping it entertaining and informative. Love the different topics they come up with each week. That's very nice. Nice and simple review.
If you have suggestions on future topics, please message the podcast and on Instagram and let us give us some ideas to talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much, Oscar the Bear. Hope you reach out and we hear from you.
We're going to make sure that we remind people that if they go on to Bumble Shoots, they can get 10% off their order with the coupon code MAKERMADE.
Yes. Make sure you type that in at checkout, guys. Save some free money. Why not? And also, if you are kind of on the fence about trying Bumble Shoots, they actually have a kit on their site that's literally
$7. It's like $6.50.
Yeah, it's just a really cool little sample kit, and it'll do a really good job about getting your feet wet,
yeah,
get you experience, put it on a board for yourself, you know, throw it in your own kitchen, put it through the paces, and you'll be in good
shape.
Yeah,
it's got like their conditioner and their oil, and it just does a really nice, you know, nice job.
Yep, and we'll put a link in the bio so you guys can go check that out. And like Doggy said, don't forget to use code MAKERMADE at checkout, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Supports us as well as supports another veteran-owned company.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Now let's get into the topic. Tool purchases. What would you say your favorite tool that you have in your shop?
Well, like, are we any tool? Like any big tool?
Any tool, any like electrical tool. So no tape measures or anything like that. Not that that'd be pretty lame if that was your favorite, but.
Okay, so like, I think it's a 3-4-way tie, to be honest. My entire shop, all the tools in it, it's really hard to decide, and we can talk about them. In no particular order, I would say the CNC, obviously, that has been revolutionary for my business. The jointer. That is probably truthfully the number one tool, and I feel like you would say the same thing. But so the joiner, CNC, the Craig Foreman.
Oh yeah,
that is nice to have, and the Festool Domino. I didn't want to be cliche and say the Festool Domino because I feel like that's what everyone wants to say, but I do love having that around, and I'm really starting to flex the capabilities of that
tool.
It is
an incredible tool.
Yeah. But before we get too deep into either of those, I'm curious to hear yours as well.
So I was going
to
say Festool Domino, mainly
because you're cliche and basic.
I drink iced caramel macchiato frappuccinos, skinny, 2 shots. And no, I love that tool. I don't know that there's no other tool in my shop that can really do what it does for my business.
You use yours a lot. You use yours more than mine because you use it on all your tabletop glue ups, right?
Yep.
All panels,
anything,
really.
Yeah, anything that's panel glue ups is getting dominoed. I've got the little 6
I don't
millimeter
blame you
dominoes
for that, but I just don't do it.
I got the little guys, the 8 millimeter, and I've got the big kahuna like 14 millimeter ones that are just ridiculous for breadboards. But no, it's a really versatile tool that helps join boards and biscuit cutter and you know, your pocket screws and stuff. Just doesn't do the same thing for me. But the other one I would say that made a huge difference in my shop is a track saw.
I didn't even think about that.
I have the Festool TS75. It is, you know, it's an expensive tool, but you don't need the expensive track saw. There are much more. I had the Makita.
Linda. I have the Wen track saw, which is, I think, the cheapest track saw on the market. Works very good. It gets the job done. I don't see the point in if you're not going to buy the Festool off the rip, I think you should get the cheapest one possible, which is the Wen. I don't think there's any point in messing around with the middle ground. So I would personally, cause I wasn't ready to buy the big bad Festool at the time. So I bought the Wen, and I've used it for 2 years now, and it's definitely gotten the job done. But I'm getting to a point where not only can I afford it, but I have the need for the TS75 from Festool. So I have been keeping my ear to the streets trying to find one for myself. Cause I think that's why it wasn't even on my top four list because I have the Wen versus your very nice TS-75 because it is much better. I've used it before.
Yeah, I mean, I love the TS-75. It's one of those things, though, that if you just need one, if you just need a track saw, you might not need this Festool because I get flack on Instagram when I use the Saw Stop table saw and Festool tools because people will, oh, well, if I had enough money to buy that tool, I could make that stuff. And I was like, no, you don't need the Festool. I just got it because it was in my budget at the time. So I would say a track saw is a really versatile tool, and you don't have to spend oodles and googles of money on it. There are other options that are very effective. Like you said, 2 years on one.
Yeah, and that's right. That's why I didn't want to say the Festool Domino is my number one favorite tool because that's a luxury for sure. And even the Craig Foreman, that's a luxury. You can easily get by with the more basic Craig pocket hole jigs. I do a lot of cornhole boards specifically, and those alone pay for that Foreman a million times to 10. And I would never use the Domino on cornhole boards.
Right. I don't know. So I would maybe push back on saying that the Domino is a luxury because I truly use it almost every project. I have a use for it, so it becomes pretty essential. You can get it.
Yeah, but like you could get by with a dowel jig.
Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's not the same in terms of having the options for wide and narrow tenons, mortises. For that wood movement over time. So I would say it's pretty essential. But yeah, you don't, not everybody needs it.
It's not essential for everybody. It's essential, but not essential for everybody.
It's essential in my shop is, I guess, how I should phrase it.
Oh yeah. I couldn't go without it now. Yeah. And luckily you probably never will need to.
Yeah. Apparently.
And then, obviously, the joiner is just a no-brainer. Gotta get square. You gotta get square. And I mean, I've done some crazy things with my joiner too. I've jointed boards that are bigger than the capacity that I have. Have you ever seen that trick before of how to do that?
No.
You like take off the blade guard, the plate, and then send it over like you normally would on the face of a let's say I have a 12-inch piece of wood and my joiner is 8 inches. You take the guard off, slide it through like you normally would, then you go to your planer and you put, so you'll have, 4 inches of overhang that's not been jointed. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have 8 inches that have been jointed. You put that 8 inches on a piece of like melamine or plywood or something.
Oh, okay.
Double side tape it or something and then send it through the planer to get the reverse side.
Like a planer sled.
The word parallel.
Yeah, planer sled, but
yeah.
Interesting.
And then after you have that second face flattened, you flip it over, and then you flatten the rest of the very first face that you put on the joiner.
That's a pretty nice little trick to get that to get that full capacity, or to get that full jointed surface. Huh.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the joiner.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's a really smart one. The jointer, I would say that is essential. No, you don't need the.
It's essential, but you don't need it again.
You don't need the hammer A33 16-inch wide jointer planer. Like, you don't need these humongous jointers, but in order to get a project square, you need to start it on a joiner. So, like, I think everyone needs one. Or a way to joint boards, I should say, because you can join it with a track saw and all that good stuff. But it's just difficult.
Yeah, I have a buddy out here that does a lot of built-ins, like huge ones, like 12, 16, 18 feet long ones. And he has never owned a joiner. Mm-hmm. So he does all of his cuts with his Festool track saw to joint them. And then I think he has a planer and he does have a table saw, but no joiner. He buys S2S lumber. So the faces are surfaced and then he rips them with his track saw to make them square. Or this, give a square edge, rather.
So, again, essential, but not essential.
Yeah. I mean,
no, it's
hard to say, man. There's workarounds for everything. I mean, there's dudes who don't have power in their shop, There's dudes who just do it all with hand tools. I would never do that in a million years. I don't know how those guys make money.
Or they just don't. or they'd charge an obscene amount of money for their projects.
I mean, they have to, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I could do that stuff by hand and make it cost effective.
No chance. I mean, we're talking hours for things that take us, you know, 20 minutes.
Even Charlie hand jointed a board at his house because he doesn't have a jointer with his hand plane. I was like, why didn't you just come over? I could have plugged in the 220, been done in 2 minutes. But he's an old guy, dude. So he likes hand tools. Old guys are notorious for that.
I don't even like, it doesn't even appeal to me. Like, I understand that there's a craft behind it. I'm most certainly not one of those classic craftsman type guys, obviously, because I have the tools that I have in my shop. But, I mean, I just don't get it, man. It's not my style. Never will be. Never has been.
Yeah. It's nice to have, but yeah, definitely not. I wouldn't go out of my way to use hand tools if I have power tools. Mm-hmm.
I probably will never hand cut dovetails, and I don't have any interest to be honest with you.
I don't even want to machine cut dovetails.
Yeah,
I have no interest in doing dovetails.
Unless I make the CNC do it, I guess.
Yeah. It'd be kind of interesting. And then I think the easiest, least favorite tool is the jigsaw, though. It might be the cheapest tool in my shop. It's a little Black & Decker $30 or like $25 one from Lowe's. And I hate it. I hate it. Although I did.
I know we got into it last episode. Like I said, I don't have a jigsaw anymore because I threw it away.
I did see Zach Hess. He, Double K, had a, what's it, Carvex Festool. He said it's awesome. It's really smooth. But I don't use my jigsaw that often. But also when I do, right. I hate it. I'm sure if I had a nice one, I might not hate it as much when I use it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I mean, because you could use it to rough cut lumber and I don't know, because they probably make, Festool makes really good attachments for vacuums and things like that. But I mean, I'm not going to spend $550 on a jigsaw ever, probably, unless I'm a bazillionaire.
Yeah. And the, I think the metal plate that my jigsaw, like the flat plate that is on, is all wobbly, and I'll tighten it down. It'll loosen in the middle of a cut, so it's just not worth it at all to me.
Yeah, it's not like we're making finished cuts with those. That's usually just like quick and dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to get it done.
What about it? I'm trying to think of a cheap tool that has totally changed the shop. Okay, this one doesn't count, but the tape measure, Lefty Righty from FastCap. That thing is
incredible. There's no other tape measure that you can use.
So for those listening, I think it goes down to 30 seconds, maybe 16ths.
16ths.
But there's 16ths. Ticks for 30 seconds of an inch. And on each side of the tape, the numbers are facing that direction. So you could be on either side of it, make your marks, and they're both going to be the same. Just super accurate. And man, that thing's the best. Such, it's like $10.
Yeah. Not even. They're like six or seven. So if you get the 16 footers, they're even a little bit cheaper, which is perfectly fine for most of the stuff that I do.
I don't get boards longer than 16. So, Oh, you know what's cool about that? When I moved in, I lost my tape measure and I broke my other one. And Nick Good, Good Wood Designs, I think, he. Asked for my address like a day later for some, he made some bull crap up about sending me a sticker, and he just mailed me a brand new tape measure from Amazon.
Nice.
It was like next day delivery. It's super nice cool. But yes, those tape measures are, I don't know. I have three of them. I also have a metric.
They're the only ones that I have in my shop.
I also have a metric one, because it's so much easier to find the middle of 400 centimeters than it is 221 and 7/16 inches.
Never made that plunge in a metric.
I mean, I only use it to find center when it's difficult to find center. If it's 60 inches, no, I just use the regular imperial and do 30. But yeah, it's nice on those odd measurements that are kind of tricky.
So the metric tape measure is essential but not essential?
Myth busted.
Yeah, but those are literally the only tape measures I have in my shop. I probably have 5 16-footers and 5 25-footers just scattered everywhere. Got one in my nightstand by my bed. Got one in my all of my vehicles. I got several in the shop. I got one here in the office, too.
Pew, 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 pew. And what's your favorite luxury tool? I guess they're kind of all, would you say CNC? Or is that essential? That might be essential.
I don't think I would call it a luxury tool for myself. I don't know if it would be considered luxury for other people. I don't know, dude. That thing, like I said, is revolutionary. Like, it has changed everything for me. My shop has not been the same since. Like, because I can have that thing running while I'm doing other stuff. Ugh, it's just so nice, man. I don't think that would not be my luxury tool to answer your question. I think that the luxury tool that I would choose would be the Domino.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see any other answer for my shop.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Even though you think it's essential?
Yeah, I think it's essential. Gosh.
So what's your luxury tool then?
Oh, man.
The Domino.
Can that count as my luxury and my favorite tool? Yeah, then absolutely. Yes, Domino. Done. Next question. Yeah.
So what do you use your Domino most for? I would say that you use it most for joining panels, like tabletops.
Do you want me to answer too, or do you just want to?
I'm just guessing.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Those listening, see, Tyler is very mad with me right now.
I know I'm right. Yeah, so
I use it for tabletops and for I've used it for a cutting board.
That's the main thing you use it for. It's tabletops.
I do. I also use it for like table faces and stuff like that. It's so good for alignment. It makes alignment.
Yeah, but you don't need it.
I do.
I mean, that's just so you need to work on your milling process then, I would say, if you have an issue with getting things clamped and clamped flat.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Then why do you need it? I have no problem lining up all my tabletops without dominoes. Use some calls, clamp them down.
But it's so much faster if you just, like, you don't need calls. You don't need to set up calls if you have good joints. Or if you have good, like, they prevent vertical movement when you're gluing up.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't have problems with that when I glue things up. And then but you can't say that it's faster to have dominoes because you have to take the time to mark them out and drill all the dominoes on the tabletop, which is time-consuming, versus maybe futzing with a few extra clamps to clamp down a call or two. I don't normally use calls, but sometimes you need them, I suppose. Yeah.
I don't know. I use that Domino for everything. I wouldn't go without it. If I was stranded on a desert island and I could only bring one thing, I would bring the Domino. And maybe my vacuum.
Construct your palm tree for it out of it.
No, I love that thing. Also, it might be kind of cheating, but the table saw, like a really good table saw, is a luxury. Like, you don't need the top of the line, but it makes a huge difference to me. Because I've had 4 crummy table saws and 1 really nice one. And I used to completely avoid it on every project because I hated using it. But now that I have the saw stop, anytime I have the chance to make a cut on it, that's what I use.
Yeah, especially because I don't like miter saws and I don't have one in my shop anymore, so I use miter gauges and crosscut sleds all the time to cut things. And it's way more accurate than all those other tools as well. So I can get behind that.
Yeah. Good, solid table saw.
I don't think it's a luxury, though. I think it's a necessity. See, this is a stupid term. I do not like this term anymore. The more we talk about it, I do not like it.
A table saw is a necessity. But I think a saw stop that's X thousand dollars is a luxury. You could get the Laguna and pretty much do everything the same, pretty much, except save your fingers if you touch the blade.
True that. And they will cut hot dogs, though, so that's the one thing that they have up on saw stop.
That's true. If you ever need to cut a hot dog, don't use your saw stop. Like if you have a toddler and you need to cut it up into little bite-sized pieces, I would recommend the bandsaw.
Definitely the way to go.
Ooh, bandsaw's a good one.
That is a good one. Perhaps a Japanese flush cut saw. That'd be good for cutting hot dogs.
What else? Tools. Ooh, what about a tool that you bought that didn't live up to the hype? I actually don't think I have an answer to this one.
Fun thought though.
I have to give that one more thought, definitely. But I go through phases with that. Like when I first bought the Domino, it's like, this thing's amazing. I'm so pumped to use it. And I didn't really know how to use it, and I kept screwing stuff up, and I was like, oh, this thing didn't live up to the hype. And then I took the plastic off of the instructions and read them, and I figured out how to use it. And I was like, this thing is totally living up to the hype. So I kind of go through phases of understanding it. Oh, my laser. I traded for my laser and I haven't used it yet because I don't know how to. So I should probably open those instructions.
I have a laser sitting here as well that I need to bust open, but who knows when I'll get to that. Just don't have time. I wish that there was more days in the week.
I'm feeling that right now with schoolwork. Like, I just wish I had a little bit more time to do stuff every day. But that's okay.
You're almost to the end, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, I just looked at setting up my travel for Tennessee. We're stopping in Phoenix. It's a Friday that we're going to be there.
Baby. It's a party.
You, me, Papa Dog, and Hefe. it'll be a good Hefe. Time. Play some pickleball.
Have some beers with the boys. Some
beers with the boys.
I'm excited to be in Monterey in a couple of weeks, too.
Yeah. Let's go.
What is it? We got 4 or 5 weeks, dude. There's a lot of stuff coming up, man. I have so much
to do before then. I'm in danger.
In Vegas in May? Are we still doing that?
Vegas in May. I got 2 weddings to go to in June. It's going to be a busy couple months. Trying to buy a house.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you might as well call it an episode and let you get back to keep on keeping on. What do you say?
We have no listener questions this week, so we're a bunch of sad boys.
Yeah, man. If you guys got any questions, send them in, man. We'd love to hear from you guys. We'd love to answer any questions you got. That's what we're here for.
I was going to reiterate exactly what you just said, but I think you said it just fine. please like, follow, subscribe to the podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, just about anywhere that you can download podcasts, we're there. New episodes are dropped every Thursday, 12 o'clock Mountain Time. Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong, noon.
Nope.
And please reach out to Tyler, myself, or the podcast, Maker Made Podcast, with any questions. Don't forget to use coupon code MAKERMADE when you check out at Bumbleshoots. Bumbleshoots, thank you so much for sponsoring this episode.
And that's all, folks. Thanks for listening. Have a great one. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.